Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Monday program on BBS Radio Station 1, and it is October 27, 2014, and it's take away situations from people that you may have encountered more recently here. So let's do one for pain for people and just take away some of your pain that you're dealing with. So you want to think of where that pain is. You may want to just kind of focus on and put your attention there. And here we go, taking away that pain energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one for, maybe it's not pain, but you may have like a little irritation or something, okay? So here we go, or blocked energy. So releasing that, so think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do one for maybe the mental energies. Maybe you have some reoccurring thoughts, keeps recycling. Maybe we have the mind loop clearing for that, mind loop one, but and also the mind barcode clearing if you have something, a systematic, I guess, event or reoccurring event, one barcode. Well, let's clear away what you're thinking about. Maybe that's bothering you. So here we go. Remember, each time you put energy into what's bothering you, then it can, in a sense, occur again, maybe a little stronger than what it did before. So here we go. Releasing that mental energy, making you have repetitive thoughts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy, a lot of energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And like we normally do is just the emotional clearing. So think of one of your emotional situations. You're going to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's bring up the light beams. So we'll do the first one, which will be the male light beams. So bring that up on your screen. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And now non-gender. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the female. So use the word stronger again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's work with maybe a left kidney area. I'm feeling a pain in my body that just occurred. So let's do left, on our left kidney there. So releasing that energy. Might be an alien critter or something, so let's get that away here. There we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, we'll see if you're out there. Should be out
I
there.
I am, Ron. I am. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. I think you said the date, Ron, but it's Monday, October 27th, 2014. Thank you for those wonderful clearings at the beginning of the show, Ron. That was really terrific. I'm sure everyone got a lot out of that. And it's interesting that you right away went to pain. I wasn't going to read this one first, but I will. Someone, a listener who is doing healings and listens to all of our radio shows, asked you if you could clear some pain caused by a migraine. They are debilitating and constant. And maybe this person's already feeling a bit better since you did that pain clearing at the beginning, but I was wondering if we could, I don't know, maybe some other people have migraines or have had them, and maybe we could do a little work on that.
Okay, so kind of focus on that area, everybody. If you know where it is, you may or may not. Might feel fine today, but maybe you had one a year ago, and just kind of think back on that time that you had it. We'll clear the energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just having the word migraine. So that's, to me, two words, my and grain. Let's clear the my out of that. So here we go, releasing the Maya energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do the grain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do both words together, my grain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you could actually be on two different timelines, multiplied out, copy and pasted many times, and they put them together for you. So maybe you're looking for what's causing the problem, but without having the two together as one word, they could make them into two words, we'll say, and you may not ever find the solution. So you're put out onto multiple timelines with the different keywords. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, that was very interesting. When you separated the word out like that, I pictured a grain, like maybe someone's got like a little grain of something in their body or their head that's causing them to a pain, something that shouldn't be there maybe. Do you think some kind of intense or constant psychic attacking could cause that to occur in a person?
Yeah, I guess it could if they focused on it or somebody did that. Remember, you don't know what you have in your energy field that could be attracting these. Remember, you have to have it put on you somehow, at some time. So one of your ancestors could have created that catcher's mitt for you, and you may not have even had a clue of what's going on, but it's still active in you. So, yeah, you, and then somebody attaches the energy to you. So it could be in this lifetime. It could be in your past. So you may want to also, you know, check that out and see what's going on. And the migraine, that means that's yours. You know, it's mine, right? Instead of changing the word around there. So now you're identifying with you holding that, owning it. So you may not want to own or hold on to the word my, because that's kind of like ownership. So you want to get rid of that to get rid of the grain, okay? So let's release that, the word and the meaning, whatever that would be to you for the word my. Here we go. One. So this you can even put on the alien keyword intercept, and that could help you out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Wow. Thank you. I'm blessed, I guess. Never experienced that, but those clearings felt really good for me as well. So thank you. And I hope that person is feeling better. Okay. We have a couple of emails about Saturday night's show when you had the artist Richard on. And one person wrote, "Dear Ron, thank you for your caring conversation Saturday night with Richard, the artist. I felt that he experienced healing by connecting to you and CLS, and I felt something deep in me healed also."
That's nice. Thank you.
I hope he continues to listen to our shows and also maybe can do some of the healings. I actually didn't listen to Saturday night's show, so I'm not sure exactly what is going on. And we have another email. Someone's wondering, are these art cities that Richard is creating in the light?
Yeah, they appear to be, yes. I'd say
okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, and then this is maybe something, you know, we should talk about when he's on the line. The person has other questions, but that's okay. We don't need to go into all of that now. I guess the listener's concerned, like, is he time traveling, and would that be bad for him, you know, to go and see these places if he's going off Earth?
For I would say for a regular person it would be, but I think he's connected to what he's doing. And so I guess we could say that he is time traveling with our vocabulary, but I think it's much deeper than that for him. And yeah, if you look at the pictures, try to pick out odd harmonics on those pictures, and there's really no odd harmonics there. You know, that's why you look at it and you go, wow, this is quite something. If it did have odd harmonics, you'd be reading that instantly in those the pictures that you're looking at of his artwork. So it is all even harmonics, which is of the light.
Okay, interesting. Yes, I did look at them, and if you're interested, anyone can listen again to the Saturday night show, just last Saturday night, and learn more about Richard and his artwork. Okay, somebody put a question on the fast chat just now. A neighbor's young daughter sometimes screams nonstop for 5 minutes or more, day or night, and at 5 a.m. this morning. Is that age, she doesn't say how old. I was going to say five, but is that age person being abducted and tortured, so can she see it?
I would say at that age, being young, yeah, more than likely, yeah.
Then the person says, or are her parents hurting her? Ugh.
Yeah, I can't go into the parents, but I can sense that there is something going on, yes.
Oh, okay.
No. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, so it may or may not be about abductions, I guess.
I can't. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like abduction
okay.
Part of the situation, but I can't say for sure anything else, you know. And
right.
I won't record of saying anything else.
Right, right. Okay, one listener says here, the metro cities, again referring to Richard's artwork, seem to have light beings, and they don't seem to have a lower class. They seem to have eternal energies. So that was a nice comment. Thank you, listener. Okay, we have a question about our auric field. How can we continue to strengthen our auric field so we are protected from outside infiltration?
Let me see here. Well, the more spirit you have, the better it's going to be, number one. So that's the whole process is to be protected, you have to have your spirit with you. That's like a no-brainer. And then from there, you want to be in the present moment. So you have two things that you need to do. Have your spirit with you, and then to be in the moment, and then that will help to strengthen your field. And the more you have spirit energy, the better you're going to be, because you're going to have more energy with you to do that. And for people who read your auric field, and the auric field is what, we'll just say colors you have, and the colors are what your body is transmitting with what you're going through or dealing with. So the whole thing is the more spirit energy you have, then you probably would not have much or a vast amount of colors, put it that way. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Okay, somebody is writing in, they were at the expo, and how do they get information? Should they send a request to CLS Questions, Ron, and you'll let us know what that is? Did you offer perhaps to give away a healing or something at the expo?
Yeah, we did offer. I did have an email from somebody about what we talked about or something. Yes,
or what they went to. Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, so would you want them to send something to CLS Questions so we
yes.
can send that to them?
Yeah, that would work, and just put
okay.
down New York Expo in the subject matter.
Okay. Perfect. Someone is asking for a clearing on their finger that they hurt. I don't want to go into the details that are on this. It's their left hand, and maybe you could just do some kind of hand clearing for us all, Ron.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So let's take away the pain energy. Well, let's first do entities. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the pain that you may be experiencing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll, what we're going to do is do some timeline crashes here. If you want to get off those timelines that you replicated, having that same situation happening to you right now on timelines. So let's just clear 10 timelines. So one timeline cleared, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this could naturally take 5 minutes to an hour to actually have the timeline crashed or eliminated. So if you don't have any instant results, so wait about an hour. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. My hands feel all tingly from that, so thank you. That was really nice. Okay, going back to the emails, this was a few days ago. I think this person is listening. When we receive a clearing, is it okay to just ask Spirit to clear it in its own way, in some cases with the general entity release?
Well, when you go online to do a clearing, you don't really ask how to do the clearing or how you want them to do the clearing. You just put the entry that you want to have an entity clearing. So you should be doing your whole lifetime clearing for that and then get the unlimited. So basically, you just put it, enter it in there, and it's done. As far as specifying, you may want to go in and specify. Maybe if you have an entity attached to your, say, your left ear or something, you could indicate it that way and then work on it in a specific location. Is that what they were asking, you think, Ann?
I guess so, and I guess they're asking, you know, if they can just say, I command, like I do this. I have the entity clearing running all the time. It's wonderful. But still, when I go out, I will say, I command any dark entities or dark ETs that are anywhere around or attached to me be destroyed or brought to the light. And I don't think it's nearly as effective as doing a creation lightship healing for it, but it helps, and I feel like I'm able to get rid of a lot of them. And then there's another part of the sentence, though, you know, ask Spirit to clear it in its own way. It should be pretty instant. I don't think your spirit needs to, you know, dilly-dally around with an entity. They should just be gone away from you, possibly. They're occasionally brought to the light. Is that correct, Ron? But mostly...
Yeah, it's not that powerful to take out entities. So
right.
I think asking your spirit to do that, I don't think it would be very successful.
Right.
Remember, the entities, if your spirit was so powerful, you wouldn't have any entities to begin with, and your whole life would be in the moment. And you would have all this light around you from your spirit. So your spirit is, you know, maybe 1% of what the entities are. Because the entities will, you know, move your body, and your spirit's not going to move your body. So, you know, it could help. You know, you could ask your spirit maybe, you know, to be aware of them. But I don't think it's going to ward off any entities, typically. It might be able to help as they start coming in, maybe, but... Typically, that's why the planet Earth is the way it is because entities are running people's bodies and not their spirit. And that's what I mentioned about, you know, the basic thing of being, to go into the kingdom, you have to be childlike, which means you have to get rid of the mind energy and be innocent. Otherwise, the innocence is taken away and entities come in. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. That's Yeah, it's so powerful and something we have to get rid of away from us. And the same listener has another question. Is the clone body a mental body?
Well, the clone body is an actual physical body, so I can't really say it was created from mind, but it is programmed, okay? So clone bodies, I'm assuming they're talking about the 100% clones, so we'll just talk about that. So the cloned bodies that are here that are 100% clones are running on programs, and they do have a physical-looking, appearing body with organs in it like we have, but they don't have any spirit energy. And so if that particular body was created by the light, then you have a spirit in the body and also one that looks out of your eyes, so you have those two additional spirits. So I don't know or think that it has the spirit energy in it, in the body as it's being created. It possibly could, depending on what particular alien race is creating the clone. But some don't have anything, and some might be from the dung pile, and it may have some spirit energy with it. But they're still going to be controlled robotically and or through programs.
Thank you, Ron. Okay. Okay, we have an email here and a couple of questions at the end. I enjoy most of all in my most recent discoveries of life that being kind and free is my way to live. I often put myself on missions of spreading peace by just being in the moment and being free in my home here. Since I've been doing the clearings, it's gotten so much easier for me. I feel so light, but I'm not done with my clearings, and even now I'm beginning to see my own dark patterns within this scheme, such as being a martyr. Anyways, my main concern is all the alien attacks and governmental courtings or tracking devices. My energy and light is depleting from these attacks, and I am not only being watched in my house by parental figures, but also in my neighborhood, caught in some parallel lifetime, so they think I have done something. So he's being judged. It's all mind control energy. So that's very interesting, and I guess what can we say to that, Ron, other than to keep doing the clearings as this listener is doing. Do you have anything else you want to add to that?
Well, you could go a little deeper and find out who your handler is. I'll do some research and see what person is always around you or at least makes contact once or twice a week with you. Excuse me, and put out your feelers and just see if that is your handler to report in to have these connections made to you. And then, you know, maybe get rid of your handler. So that'll be a good exercise to check out.
That is a very interesting idea. So it's someone that most likely would kind of bother you or upset you, do you think, Ron?
Yeah, and your handler could be a dog or a cat, you know. So kind of look at them, and, you know, it might be difficult to locate or find, but, you know, have your spirit help you with that to see what person is checking up on you all the time. And they could be dumping the programs into you because they're keeping tabs on you. Remember, the alien races that are invisible, you know, are the ones that make you see those certain numbers on the clock, on the digital clock all the time. So, but who's here physically to try to maybe guide you or lead you astray or to do something? So look at that and, you know, have some fun at it. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting, Ron. Would the person that would, if it's a person who is your handler, also maybe ask you a lot of questions and try to kind of keep tabs on you in the physical world as well?
Maybe.
Not necessarily, though. They might just be, like, around a lot.
Yeah, they might just be around to see what you're doing, or, you know, I guess they could ask you questions, because you have to have a conversation, typically, when you see somebody. That is normally what happens. But, you know, just kind of play it out, you know, by ear and just see what happens. You may have a wonderful journey looking for your handler.
And then what could you do, timeline crash that relationship?
Yeah, you could do that. And they'll kind of bring another one in, but now if you know what the other one was like, and you may even be able to look back now, you know, doing a search project, we'll say, on your life is who was keeping tabs on me? Because their energy might be really strong to you. It might stick out more than what a regular person would be. Maybe you had five handlers in your life, and you look back and you go, wow, you know, I remember Joe over here. He must have been a handler the way he kind of was around me all the time. Because the energy will be very strong as compared to the other energies of just normal life, of you and your past life here in this lifetime. And it might just be really not there because it's a different mind energy. So when you look back upon your life, you're going to see your history of maybe what you've done. And the handlers will be very, very strong on a different timeline because they're living somewhere else to do this project on you. So they should stick out like a sore thumb. So, you know, just give it a try and see what happens. And then when you do get rid of your handler, just know another one will probably come in. Or you could just know it's that person and not give them much information and maybe tell them what they would like you to tell them, okay? This is kind of like, you know, when you're younger and you go out on dates, you know, your parents say, what did you do? Oh, we went to the movies. Well, that may not be acceptable for them, so you say you did something else, you know? You know, I'll have history stories of that stuff, you know, or we didn't really drive 100 miles to go there, to this place, you know. We just said we went to a movie, you know. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
That's very interesting because I had a relative growing up, Ron, who was very nosy. But my mother used to say to me, just don't tell her things, you know. You don't have to answer her questions. Just don't tell her. Yeah, did you have a good time? Had a good time? Yeah, how are you? Bring it back. Ask them questions. And often those people that are really nosy like that, they get frustrated, flustered kind of when you ask them a lot of questions.
Yeah, it's probably not in their program. You say they have to now research the program, have a new one put in place, you know?
Right. So did you say, just so I can be clear here, that the person that might be your handler would be living in a more strong life in a different timeline than you? So there might be aspects of this person that are, you know, while they're trying to connect to you, they're also kind of disconnected from life or disconnected from the rest of your life?
Possibly, or when you look back on the past, because they are a handler, they're running alien energy of some sort, whether it's a governmental agency running the energy or the aliens. You see, they're all still from the aliens, so they're using the alien program. So the handler could, more than likely, when you look back upon your life, have a lot of energy in your life, okay? And they'll stick out. Where now you might not be able to see them as much because you're just living your life and they're a part of it. But when you go back into your past, your own memory of your life will be maybe 20%, and they'll stick out maybe 100% throughout your life. So just kind of look at it that way because their energy will be an alien energy. And it'll be more detectable when you look back upon it in the past. Because they're on a mission, and the mission is still there. So back to you.
Wow, Ron, that's wonderful. A lot to think about. One listener seems to already be on top of it. She said they push your buttons, too. And then she said, that's what I'm doing with my new handler. Just don't tell them. So this listener, she's a longtime listener, too, is on it. So she already knows who her, she must have gotten rid of one and another one came in. So, I mean, I wish we didn't have handlers, but if we have to, it's good to be wise to them and be a little bit ahead of the game. Okay, so that, I'm sorry, Ron, did you want to say any more about that, about handlers?
No, I guess that's probably it.
Okay.
What I could do is take away the energetic cording that you have from your handler. Let's see here. Well, let's just do the, like we're on the Sci-Fi Friday show here. So let's take out of you the cloaked microphone that you have where they're listening to what you're saying. And here we go. Let's release that from everybody. Probably attached to your head someplace. So here we go. Count to five. Release this thing. One. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. And five. There. Just got released. So right away, they lost one of their tracking devices on you. So we'll see what people comment on with this one. That's you, Ann.
Wow. Okay. That felt good, Ron. The same listener said, I had a sister, a husband, a dog, and now a clone older sister who are my were and one is now her handler. Wow. But good that you know. That's all I can say. Better to know these things. So the same, I wonder, Ron, the same email I read before, he talks about mind control energy. Is this some kind of, you know, mind clearing you could do for us right now? Like, I don't know, just maybe a sample of the mental body or?
Yeah, I can do a mental body. So think of a reoccurring thought. Just think of something that when you think it comes up all the time, or maybe when you think about it, you have a body reaction. So typically it's putting you in fear. You know, maybe you had a car accident, you know, 30 years ago, and if you brought it up now, you're going to go, oh, boy, I remember this happened to me, that happened, you know, and had my leg in the cast for so long, and, you know, you're going to go on with your storyline. So let's get rid of that energy for you. So just think of something like that, that connects you to a storyline, which is putting you in fear right now at this moment. So here we go, releasing that from you, that one storyline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And getting back to your handler, we just took away the a little microphone. Let's get some energetic cords off of you. So we'll do five cords. Where they are, I don't know, but typically you're going to probably have one maybe attached to your neck. So here we go. One. Releasing the cord, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's look at your adrenal glands. Here we go. So do the left kidney, one, two. Let's run top of the kidneys, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And right adrenal gland, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we have two more to do, so we'll just see where they show up with you. It could be anywhere in your body. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the last one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we go. So we have five energetic cords released from you that your handler connected onto you with this energy of cording to take away your energy. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Someone said, wow, thank you, Ron. Felt release. Someone else said, a big sigh of relief at microphone clearing. Thank you. So, of course, people are enjoying that. So this same listener whose email I just read, I don't want to say the city that they live in, but it's in the state of Georgia, and they are moving to a different city in the state of Carolina. And they feel that where the city they're in now is quite dark, and that they're going to feel better. You know, there's more light in this city in North Carolina. And then here's the million-dollar question, Ron, that maybe a lot of people would like to know. Do you know of a better place?
Well, yeah, you want to go up, well, because of what you're doing, you know, a better place. Better place is not to be here, but that's just that's the ultimate. But,
right.
You know, where I found it is to be out in the wilderness, basically, away from people. So that's where I chose, and I'm able to, you know, have a website and to do that and to do conference calls. But that isn't what everybody's doing. So if you're, you know, a standard person, which most people would be doing, they have a 9-to-5 job and they have to, you know, be able to drive or commute to their job every day. So, you know, it's hard to say where you could go. But I would say, if from all my travels, you want to get a location where you have a lot of trees, which would bring up the earth energy and the earth spirit energy, maybe more in the physical, and, you know, get away from the pavement and the shopping centers and things. So you want to be more out in nature if you can be. That's what I would recommend. If you have to commute, well, I don't know what to say. You know, some people pick that place and they got to drive, you know, 2 hours to work and 2 hours back home. But, you know, the wilderness areas or with a lot of trees and maybe a less populated area to live in would be the ideal place. So you're back to nature. And I think most people lose sight of that, especially people who live in the cities. They don't really know much about other areas. In fact, I remember talking to somebody years ago, and I think they were a teacher, and they asked the children, where does milk come from? And all the children said that it comes from the grocery store. And they go, well, and what else? And they go, well, it's in this container. And they didn't know that milk came from cows. So, you know, that's the way people are raised, you know. You know, a lot of people don't know the difference or know that there's another choice you can have. So what I'd say is before you find your location or move, normally moving is on one hand traumatic, and then you have to meet new friends possibly. You know, see if you could go somewhere else where you're out of nature more. That's what I would suggest. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That's wonderful information. I was watching a children's show with some friends' children, you know, fairly recently, and they said something about, we're going to have a nutrition break, and they showed spinach. They started talking about spinach, and they showed it in a box, like a box of cereal, with a drawing of spinach on it. Have you ever in your life seen spinach in a box?
I haven't, but...
I mean, why would you be saying we're going to teach children about spinach and not show spinach, actual spinach? It was so weird. It was almost like they're trying to block the kids from even knowing, you know, they're saying they're teaching them nutrition, but they're trying to block them and just keep them consumers, you know, get what you need from a box.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of horrifying.
Yep, sounds like it.
Okay, now this, I wanted to go back to something someone said in an earlier email that I read about being a martyr. And I was thinking that, oh, they're picking up, the more clearings they do, they're picking up that they themselves have a little bit of a martyr issue. You know, and I think that's kind of a prevalent thing. Could we do any sample healings around that, Ron?
Okay, so everyone needs to think of how they're martyring themselves or what they're doing, you know. Interesting to see what the word martyr is. If you have a dictionary and go maybe, you know, like I say, 3 to 5 words before that and the same after that word to get a better indication of, you know, where it came from. But here we go. So let's clear away martyr. One, think of your situation of how you're doing that to yourself. One, two, three, four, five, six.
6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And see if your grandparents were martyrs. You might look at that. Remember, you're living the life of your grandfather, grandmother, okay? Your parents, your parents' parents. So if it's passed on from them and it's also passed on to your parents, then you may want to do the seven generational clearing. And martyring could be a program preventing you from moving ahead. So you may want to look at that also. So we'll do a self-sabotage clearing that sort of goes with that. So here we go. Think of how you self-sabotage yourself. Could be anything. And it could be as simple as it's raining outside and you chose not to have an umbrella because you thought it wouldn't be raining out or something like that, or you didn't hear the news all the way. And you thought the person didn't know what they were talking about when they mentioned that it's going to be pouring out rain that night. And you go, I doubt that. It's a sunny day this morning or something, you know. So that could be another way of a small self-sabotage. So here we go, releasing the energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, we're going to have that time change this coming Sunday. So you want to definitely change your clocks when you go to bed so you're not confused when you wake up Monday morning. And you may start to even, if you need to give yourself more time, you might start to take more notes or plan your day out when you're not working or something to give yourself some time to do something. Otherwise, you may lose that particular hour or two if you wanted to do something that you really need to do, but you just haven't had the, time to do it, because time is controlling you. Remember, you want to control the time. And so if you're just living life oblivious, and you need to take control of that time, because you are on the timeline. You have choices. And, you know, plan that extra half an hour to do something or whatever to disrupt that timeline so you can, you know, have something for yourself so you're not being a martyr and or feeling like you've been self-sabotaging yourself because you didn't control the time. You're allowing somebody else to control your time. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That's so interesting. I just want to be clear, though, it's before you go to sleep Saturday night, the 1st of November.
That's right.
You want to turn the clocks back an hour because it's fall back, is the saying. And then so Sunday you'll have your time correctly. But you said Monday, but that's true, too, because maybe your Sunday is your day off and it wouldn't even matter to you. And you don't pay attention to time, but if you hadn't done it, you could have a problem Monday morning going to work. So that's great, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And, are there any clearings we should do around that? Because, you're talking about time, and we clear numbers, I know, and the alien keyword and also natal barcode, and we can clear, times, any times that come to our attention. Maybe would it be helpful to clear the time of sundown, you know, the new time that the sun sets?
Yeah, maybe? Remember, you're going to be put on a new timeline, so it's going to be like a reset. And so the old timelines that were very consistent, now they're going to be changing because you're starting a brand new time cycle. So that could be quite interesting because you have to get rebooted and having brand new programs put in. So look at that, particular situation of what could be happening to you when you get rebooted. And you may even lose energies, possibly, or lose some of your consciousness because you haven't had the program fully installed in you.
Wow, yeah. So there going to take this opportunity of the time thing that they probably invented to really hit us hard, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure it happens every time. Every October when they change the time. And I think the other time is what? Let's see. Spring ahead, fall back, spring. When I don't know. Was that in April when they changed the time?
I think it's March or April. I think. Not sure exactly.
But just know that, remember, your body now is running it on a timeline, right? It's physical. So right away, you're going to be having your body, you have to reprogram your body because you're going to be going to sleep at a different time, you know, as far as what the clock says. Your body doesn't really know too much. You might be able to, it's interesting for me coming back from New York. It was a three-hour change, and when I got into, after getting the car and paying for the car parking, it was close to midnight. I looked at the clock, and I go, well, this is midnight where I am, but where I was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I should really be tired being 3 o'clock in the morning. So I was sort of getting used to the, time back east, because I had to perform 3 hours earlier, and get up 3 hours earlier. And I only had sometimes 3 or 4 hours of sleep at night throughout the extra time there. But yet it didn't really affect me that much. I actually crashed the day that I got there and did a lot of sleeping. But, aside from that, coming back, I didn't really have any, say, jet lag or anything going on at the time, even though it was a three-hour difference on it. So I actually did something with the time, so it didn't even bother me. So I wasn't affected by time.
So what could we do, Ron, on Sunday? Could we be running some timeline crashes on the time change? Might that help us?
Yeah, that might really put a big monkey wrench in their works. Running a timeline crash, maybe on Saturday, and also going into Sunday. That would be quite interesting to see what happens, because they have to reprogram you. Remember, you're being reprogrammed. Everything's being reset according to the new time sequence. And the time sequence is how they put programs on you. So that's very, very interesting.
So what could we exactly put in there? Timeline crashing, time change, and all new timelines?
Yeah, or the programs coming in, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It could be interesting. I'm just thinking.
Do a timeline crash to timeline to crash timelines.
Yeah, right.
Crash new timelines.
It would be interesting if you could somehow take those timelines and put the night timelines in the daytime. Remember, they steal your spirit at night. Okay? So if you reversed it, then they'll try to get your spirit at night on a timeline or timelines, but you'd be awake and you could catch them at it. So I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know how that would be done, but I'm sure we got some people now that might be able to maybe work on that to see if it could help them to keep their spirit in their body when they're sleeping, because the aliens may think that you're now going to be awake when their nighttime comes. So they probably will leave you alone. So you're just changing night and day, okay? And so when you're awake and they think it's night and they're trying to steal your spirit, you would catch them instantly. So it might be interesting if you could do that. I'm just throwing that out there. I know how to do that. So we'll see what happens.
And will it help to continue to say, I command my spirit and body be only on the CLS and now timeline of light?
Yeah, that would help too.
Okay,
that would help.
So Sunday's a big day to keep saying that. Maybe
yes,
we all need to put up a big banner in our house that says that.
Yeah, you want to be in the
reminded.
Now.
Yeah.
If you want to be in it now, then also, you know, put a little sticker by your bed. So when you wake up, you know, it's just like, what timeline am I on, you know? And you look at that, and then you can kind of reset yourself just in case you're not on the now timeline.
Right. I've gotten in the habit, the first thing when I open my eyes, I say, I command to be only on the CLS now timeline of light, and that any and all other timelines are crashed immediately. It's the first thing, you know, if I miss, I think of it later, and I'm so mad that I don't do it as soon as I wake up. Mm-hmm. Because, again, that's not crashing all the timelines I know, like we can do through Creation Lightship, but at least it'll get rid of a few from whatever I was dreaming about or wherever I might have had to go during the night.
Yeah, you could even do maybe timeline crashes at night when you are going to sleep for spirit abduction or body abduction. Do some timeline crashes like that and just see what happens.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. Yes, we talk about everything else but that. Maybe that's what they don't want us to do, you know?
Right, right. Interesting. Just timeline crash abductions for overnight or something that
mm-hmm.
I stay here. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Ron, that's a lot of stuff to work on and to think about. Thank you. One listener is saying, anything for recent solar eclipse and solar flares? I guess she's asking, should we clear those, timeline crash them? Are they affecting us?
I'm sure they're affecting you. You might do the Earth protection clearing, and that might help out, quite a bit because, if the Earth is protected, we'll say then, you may not have any situations happening. So you might do that one also.
Okay. Okay, I like it. Well, we are sadly almost to the end of our show, Ron. We have more, so I'll continue with this on Wednesday. And maybe next Monday, Elizabeth will be back, and you can do some clearing of the, you know, whoever's listening of the time change and all of that.
Sure, okay.
Help get us back to where we need to be. Okay, anything else you want to do or talk about, Ron, before we close the show?
I think it'd be good for the listeners today. Maybe the listeners today only listen on Mondays, possibly. So you might take a note and see what happens during the weekend and then call in Monday and just see. You could tell other people what you put on your timeline crashes or what you actually did, even the free clearings to help you out, because you're going to be into a new energy, and maybe you're holding your own energy and your own timeline the way you want it to be by being in the now. Remember, they're giving you another timeline. So you have the one that you want to be on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you're actually controlling. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be in the now. And in the now, you're actually doing what you want to do in the now. And you're still living life. You're not like frozen. And so you are creating on that now timeline. So you have that timeline. Let's call it number one. And then you have the old timeline that we're living on right now that'll be discontinued, we'll say. And then you have the new timeline coming in. So you actually are dealing with three timelines. We'll say Saturday night, okay? So which one do you choose to be on? And, you know, do the clearings to stay on the now timeline. And just see how it works out, and we can find out from you on Monday how you're holding. So I guess that's probably it. The show's about over. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Ann. So to manage your spirit,
thank you, Ron.
Thoughts in your head. Drop them into your heart. Here we go. To become peaceful, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you on maybe tomorrow, which is our
energetic courting call. And then Wednesday we have the BBS program, same time, same station. Thank you.